I dreamed I was an androgynous rock star in my maiden form bra. They came from the outermost regions of America, suburban refugees drawn to the big city in search of fame, fortune, and fun. Self-exiled from the comforts of American 9-to-5 two-car family living, they migrated to the uncertainties of the nocturnal bohemian world of Manhattan's misfitted East Village. At a time when the Bee Gees were at the top of the charts, these young pioneers ventured into the dangerous tenement wilds of urban space. The final frontier. They settled into the basement of the Holy Cross Polish National Church of St. Mark's Place, into what was originally called the Cultural and Church Organization for the Youth of Our Community of the Lower East Side. It came to be known as simply Club 57, a nucleus of the avant-garde to some, a frivolous display of infantilism to others. It was, nevertheless, a comfortable sanctuary to many, an incubator of youthful talents, entertaining and interacting with one another.
I'm an alligator.
Weaned on television and rock and roll, these exponents of the 15-minute attention span generation turned the club into a center for personal exorcism. Nightly services of bloodletting rituals released spirits buried deep within their collective subconscious. Media heathens, reenacting scenes from the communal memory, grooved in a group mind with a one-way ticket to Nirvana. A golden calf had been erected, and it was a Zenith Space Command 326-inch color console. Inspiration radiated forth from its channel.
Program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
And the Holy Trinity of Networks delivered the word, go forth and multiply. And they did. Creating a pantheon of divinities and developing the ultimate philosophy of grooviness. Grooviness. The ultimate philosophy of grooviness. Not realizing that their idyll would be threatened by actual superstardom. Unheeding the prophecy of Babel that would one day splinter the congregation, banishing them to the wilderness of their individual ways. But until then, it was good. It was very, very good. It was orgasmically good. It was a moon age daydream none of us wanted to awaken from. Oh, oh. But awaken we will. But until then. Beginning was without form and void. It started with young kids wild for kicks. A total groove out gone wild. Looking to adopt. Changing costumes and indulging in the excesses of, quote, the whole range of human manifestations of life, unquote, Johannes Bader, Oberdadav, Berlin. And so it came to pass, after these things, that a flock was born, and the fruits they bore were abundant, appearing one night only. From their earliest recollections came the glorifications of Rock and all the lesser gods therein. From Cafe Espresso Bongo Beat Night,
I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness,
and the wisdom of their free-form interpretive inventiveness came the songs of Jambalaya and the rockabilly Hootenanny Hayride, goodbye, from which sprung forth the supreme goddess.
Please,
Elvis.
Please love me.
Elvis.
Oh,
Elvis.
Yeah.
Elvis. In his memory came celebrations, shrines, impersonations, and look-alike contests, which begat the Trucker's Ball, and a grand old night at the Opry, the temple of honky-tonks and CB phone-home philosophy. This begat the Tammy Show and the deification of Barry, Brown, Gore, and Gay, and the Holland Dozier Holland Trinity commemorated in a Groundhog Day soul party, all bowing down towards the holy city of Detroit.
Now if you feel that you can't go on, because
which will soon beget the Psycho Disco Rapper Evening, complete with special obnoxious guests.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I call you ladies and gentlemen.
Ahead.
You know what you are.
No, ahead was the wasteland of solid gold. And so there was backsliding to a remembrance of things past. From the model world of glue was begot those childhood assemblages of Aurora models. Hermits begat Hold On, and from this British invasion to John, Paul, George, and Ringo begat Davy, Mickey, Peter, and Mike, and California Dreamin', California Dreamin', California Dreamin'.
That's it. That's right.
And so, it was a bikini world whose surf sound swept in the holy sands of Malibu, and the duality of Jan and Dean was embraced by the congregation. But then, Pop had begotten war. and the assemblage took notice of the pale-faced deities of Edie and Andy, Ondine and Viva, the superstars of Vinyl and Chelsea Girls, the dark gods and goddesses of Olympus on high. And then there was made a second great discovery. Easy listening. In the pantheon of Lawrence Welk champagne music was recognized. The names of Bobby, Sissy, and Norma Zimmer were assimilated into their growing vocabulary. And it was good. Bubbly good. The decree that black tie was requested, which begat the cult of Steve and Edie and master gamesman Milton Bradley to lead the masses in twisted and high society, which begat much cocktail depravity, cousin to Las Vegas excitement. And from those sunny dunes came the Playboy Bunny Lounge and lay girls from the harem of Hef.
Hef. A little less conversation,
Hef.
More action.
Empire builder extraordinaire, his predecessor was Bond. And from 007 came forth much exoticism. Beginning with The Happening, Son of Dada,
Son of Dada,
Mother to Disco,
Mother to Disco,
opening the doors to an exploding mind dimension of ultra-glowing grooviness, where all brought their sleeping bags and created a truly beautiful experience. Valentine's Day loving, unnatural sex, and a desire to wear the clothing of the opposite sex. And so was created Glitter, whose ballroom blitzed the platformed mascara revelers who honored the Alice Bowie Boland totem in drunken debauchery among chickpeas imported from Max's. This begat a pre-nostalgic punk observance, a declaration of principles in their newfound forked-haired, safety-pinned McLarenness, discoverer of anarchy for fun and profit. Yeah. And lo, this transformed itself into the new romantic, whose funeral was given. And they donned blankets to profusely wrap among themselves in mourning. But from the south did blow the island winds. And so the children sought the reggae beat, constructing a putt-putt golf course in honor of its coming. And from this, they led themselves into frenzied ceremonial dancing. Gnawing on cursed chickens, and wielding death dolls in mock adoration of Bongo Voodoo, sister to Mondo Kani, flirting with the temptations of evil. And from the teenage blood and gore, did the Monster Movie Club enlighten them to hammer vampire Texas Chainsaw Astro Zombie knowledge, and so begot further cinematic catharsis. And lo, from beyond the Valley of the Ultra Vixens came the tempter, Russ Meyer, whose disciples would soon be furiously chanting the incantations. Fast cat. Kill, kill. And the cult of the look but don't touch cheesecake goddess Jane Mansfield grew to massive proportions.
You know, like a girl does when you walk fast, except I wouldn't know because I never wear one.
And cloned from these illustrious goings-on was an auxiliary unit called the Ladies' Auxiliary. And it was a secret society of groovy girls dedicated to the glorification of womanhood in all of its manifestations, real or imagined. Begotten of the Junior League, it was an amalgam of Eisenhower-era housewives and one-breasted Amazon warrioresses, a coven of girls next door, appropriating the icons of femininity and worshiping them in their own graven images. Cloistered behind closed doors, they feasted upon potluck dinners, libelous pillow talk, and gossip. Emergence came during the celebration of their Sabbaths and epics. And from their acid-laced, baby-dolled slumber party consciousness sprung the stay-free mini-prom, which began the Christmas holiday dance, followed by their self-styled debutante ball, Mary Kay Cosmetics show, rites of spring and harvest feasts, auxiliary glee club, and ladies' wrestling team. And it was from this latter alter ego that great exhibitions were given, displays of savage and brutal beauty doing battle to the death in noble savagery sport. And it was good. And they did build for themselves a great hall of fame and filled it with profound likenesses of their stars. The nominees were Diana Rigg, Marianne Faithfull, a pre-68 Jane Fonda, Penelope Tree, Ursula Andress, Bridget Bardot, Phoebe Tyler, Patty Duke, Ellie Mae Clampett, Hard Hat Murph from CBGB, Barry Berenson for her conversion of Tony Perkins, Sissy and Buffy Davis, Tina Louise, and Lisa Douglas. And all was well. Very well. And then they did create for themselves an all-percussive orchestra, a rock band of hysterical bacchanites, reaping crops of delirium and receiving the jubilant message of spring in frenzied Dionysian licentiousness. And this group was christened after the founders, Pulsomatic, Osterizer, Cycle, Blender. And then they proceeded chop, grate, grind, whip, and frappe the male myths of rock idolatry, and it soon became a number one cult item. And the ladies became stars in their own right. Yeah. And it was fun. God, it was really fun. At the beginning. But a stranger had entered their midst and nurtured dissent and jealousies ran amok, for they had contracted
cat scratch fever,
and this destroyed their once charming pagan wailings, disintegrating into the predictable sound of ambition. Fold. Although many had left the flock, seeing that the jig was up, and there was no turning back. There's no turning back now. There's an equal and opposite reaction. And from this did evolve an interest in life-affirming activities. And so, like the children of Marx and Coca-Cola, who begat Dream President Max Frost, the shape of things to come was envisioned. Invaders from Mars made way for the resurrection of NASA, the broken promise, and Spielbergian metaphysics. And the brethren simulated lunar landings and practiced hydrogen is God dogma. Presenting sacrificial acts of live art for the public's listening and dining pleasure. Artists made art. Musicians made noise. Designers made clothes. And mirthmakers made merry. Oh, how were they to envision their future? The unwritten prophecy that foretold of annual incomes of $100,000 or more? They would receive prepaid first-class air tickets that would whisk them across the world to grace others with their talents. 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 Little did they know, a small retrovirus would kill so many. But until that, or success, would come to collect them, these young hopefuls continued their struggle, dedicated to the concept of now, and united in harmony and congenial camaraderie, unself-conscious of any greater reward. Alas, how that would change. But meanwhile, the channels kept changing, the cells kept dividing, and the cauldron kept bubbling. And from this, they did drink.